7.
What's on your mind preview show? My name is Scott Hannon. Mark Scodro is here. He is the host of the Common Sense Club, the chairman. And between us, we'll be behind the microphone for a good chunk of the next number of hours on this very radio program. AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, WZFG, and of course KTGO 1090 in Tioga. In the What's on Your Mind hours that begin next hour, we'll be joined by K-Fire 550 in Bismarck, 910 KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson. And Mark, when he takes the microphone, in addition to the Flag East and West, will be joined by WBKK 820 AM at Bemidji. So we're here to serve lots of listeners in the Northern Plains on a Monday. Good morning, Mark Scogerbo. How are you?
Well, I'm way above average.
Way above average?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You have a home now.
I have a home, and but they don't bring me a USA Today and a Fargo Forum.
You're not in a home,
and
but you have a home.
I'm on the edge of Fargo, so they have the delivery person goes to the last Hornbogger's last, so they didn't even have the USA Today yet. So I'm gonna have to refine my early morning process.
You like the USA Today, don't you?
I don't like the editorial position, but the fact that it's the biggest paper, it's like a pulse, it's like a heartbeat of at least progressive left America, but also the snapshot of the major headlines, and it's timely, and everybody gets it.
You know, I have found myself relying less and less and less on newspapers, and I'm a dinosaur. I'm kind of, you know, I like holding a book in my hand, I like holding a newspaper in my hand, but I find myself what I look for in snippets of information I don't necessarily get when I hold it anymore.
Right.
In other words, the boxes I'm looking to check don't get checked.
That's right.
So I do it less and less and less.
But I also like to temper everything by, I check out Heritage Foundation every morning. Fox News, I really like to see them. I like to see their synopsis. I like to distill, you know, everything. Everything's got to go through the Constitution and then the Word of God, and we're all right.
There you go. God and country.
God and country.
And all will be well. Anyway, we'll run through a few news headlines. We do that work for you, however you, you'd like to get, whatever you'd like to find out what's happening. That's one of the things we intend always to do in this hour, is just let you know what you need to know. And that is kind of run through the news headlines. And Mark checks sports a little later on the hour with preview what we're going to chat about on What's on Your Mind, and kind of roll through all of those things today on the program. And, of course, the weather as well. Lots of folks, at least on the east, waking up to dense fog. We have a nice, beautiful church in our neighborhood. It happens to be our church. And one of the nice things about it is I can stand at the top of the second floor, come down the steps, and about one or two steps down, I see the cross above the steeple of the church. I couldn't today, Mark. I knew it was there, but I couldn't make it out.
How did you know it was there?
Our daughter, Haley.
How did you know it was there?
Well, I knew it was there.
Faith.
That's true. Exactly right. I knew it was there. So now Haley came down, and I said, I can't see, but I know it's there. That's what I was saying. Kind of my joke to the whole family. Bright and early this morning as everybody was getting ready for farm camp and basketball camp and everything else.
Farm camp?
Farm camp. Wouldn't you like to be going to farm camp today?
I think I was in farm camp. I was a commodities broker for many years.
I offered to switch places with Haley today. She didn't bite, though. She's all excited to go off with her buddies to farm camp.
I want to have Patriot Youth Camp, and I'm seriously working on that.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Christian Patriots, cross-denominational. We need to have a whole new group that's, like, ramped up, hyperventilating Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts fighting for America.
There you go. All right. I want to go to that camp, too. Anyway, Haley got down a step or two on the steps. She said, I see it. So she and you actually could. You had to know exactly where to look.
Sometimes you got to try harder to revitalize your faith, don't you?
Yeah, exactly right. So it was there. Anyway, there is a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 a.m. this morning. National Weather Service Grand Forks issued that. That is in effect, as I mentioned, until 10. That means visibilities will frequently be reduced to less than a quarter mile of driving. Slow down. Use your headlights. Leave plenty of distance ahead of you. We chatted with Steve earlier in Bismarck, no fog there, and same from our oil patch report. So this is just a deal in the east, but less than a quarter mile is what you need to know, and also that it, by 10 a.m. this morning it should lift. Does that help you?
That's good. It was a little unnerving this morning.
And it looks like we'll have isolated showers in the east before 10 a.m. When I say in the east, I mean eastern edge of North Dakota. So western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota. Here's what we're looking at today weather-wise. Once we get through the fog, once we get some isolated thunder showers, should be a sunny day, high near 77. Weather looks pretty good.
Well, the accrued rain, and we got a lot of rain in Fargo area yesterday. This accrual of the rain is starting to really have an effect on planting, emergence, fields, and roads. They might be a pretty big story to follow up today.
Yeah, there is a lot of impacts from the roads, especially in the oil patch, where they're already being pounded. Weather-wise, in the patch today, showers and thunderstorms mostly before 9, mostly sunny with a high near 72 later. Partly cloudy tonight, low 49. 40% chance of showers tomorrow again, partly sunny, high near 71. By Wednesday, we're looking without rain, but Wednesday night some. So, you know, the patch has really been pounded. Oof, unbelievable.
And a lot of farmers are on the edge of, do we plant at all?
And a lot of accidents over the weekend. Another story that that have impacts. In fact, I'm looking at a Williston Herald story here. 3 killed, 5 injured in a series of rural crashes. 2 Montana men were killed when a van crashed into the motorcycles the men were riding on Highway 1804 near Trenton on Thursday night. Not good at all. Not good at all. Trying to see who the victims were here. Yeah, so I think the motorcycle victims, right? The North Dakota Highway Patrol reports 20-year-old Blake Reynolds from Fairview, Montana, 18-year-old Edmund Kimmel from Roundup, Montana, were riding their motorcycles west on 1804, about 6 miles from Trenton, before 10 p.m. Thursday. Same time, an 85 Ford van being driven by Josh Everett of Fort Worth, Texas, and a 2013 Kenworth semi with a tank trailer were driving east on the highway. Everett pulled his van into the westbound lane in an attempt to pass the Kenworth. When he moved into the westbound lane, Everett pulled directly in front of a Harley-Davidson being driven by Reynolds and a Suzuki motorcycle being driven by Kimmel. The van hit both motorcycles. So Kimmel and Reynolds were thrown from the bikes. The Harley-Davidson ran off the road into the south ditch. Reynolds thrown from the bike hit by the Kenworth.
Oh, no.
Suzuki continued down the highway in the westbound lane before coming to a stop. Kimmel thrown into the south ditch. They both were wearing helmets, but declared dead at the scene.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Separate accident Friday morning near Stanley. 2 people injured when a pickup truck rear-ended a semi. 7:30 a.m. Highway 8. Robert Bilbrey of Minot, 36, driving a 2012 Kenworth, pulling a tanker trailer. Same time, Jody Brown of Hartford, South Dakota, following behind in a 1990 Chev pickup about 3 miles north of Stanley. Bilbrey slowed his semi to take a turn. Brown did not slow down, slammed the Chevy into the back of the tanker trailer.
So that's the kind of a thing you got to say, maybe texting was going on if there wasn't fog or something else mitigating.
Distracted.
Yep.
Both drivers sustained injuries. Highway Patrol and Montreal County Sheriff's Office investigating. 1:30 Saturday, an adult and another injured in a two-vehicle crash in 85, about 35 miles south of Watford City. There you had a semi, Peterbilt, pulling a single trailer. Driver was intending to turn onto Highway 200, missed his turn, stopped, began to back up onto approach along U.S. 85 in an attempt to go north on 200. Trailer partially blocking the roadway, struck by a northbound 05 Hummer, driven by an unnamed adult. Fire started as a result, consuming the Hummer and the semi-trailer. The driver of the Hummer pronounced dead on the scene. Transported to Grand Forks to determine identification. Oh, my gosh. Slow down, folks. Slow down. That's the bottom line. Also, a little later on, there's a new movie that came out about Harold Schaefer.
Cool.
Debuted at Watford City this weekend. Dale Wetzel was there to watch it. Report on it. It's called Mr. Bubble, the Harold Schaefer Story. We're going to get the reaction later this hour from Ed Schaefer about the movie.
Excellent length movie?
Yeah. I think it's a documentary. I don't know how long it is, to tell you the truth, though. It's a documentary. Is that the same thing as a full-length movie?
A documentary can be any length.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just wanted to know if it was like a little mini movie.
If it was like a story novel-esque or if it was more facts. But I loved going out to that Schaefer Center out at Medora. It is so cool to realize what one person can do with an imagination and hard work and all the products that he had in there. And it, you know, people really need to spend some time at Medora. It was a very cool place.
Mr. Bubble being my favorite. Also, XL Energy is involved in some projects. Currently, North Dakota regulators are reviewing a proposal for a new plant that XL is going to build. We want to tell you a little bit more about that as well. So those are just a couple of things in the headlines. And also, you touched on this national story. We'll be following on some of the programs today. The heat continues to get turned up.
Yeah. From as the truth comes out.
And the fellow that wrote the Patriot Act says, this isn't what was intended. So stay tuned for more on that. Coming up.
Right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesson Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate the data at the well site, and that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work, and we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's on your mind? Coming up at the top of next hour, we'll be joined by 550 K-Fire, the flagship for What's On Your Mind. Voice of the Northern Plains from Bismarck, North Dakota. Talked to a fella yesterday at church, actually. Came up to me and said, I've known you since the UND days. And he said, I travel all over the state. I love that program. I said, what do you love most about it? He says, the wisdom of some of those callers. I said, you know what? Isn't that the truth? That's what I think is most fun for me. Steve, I don't know about you, but it is just fun to find out, number one, what's on people's mind. Because there's that wonderful stock of folks here in the Northern Plains, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, a few every now and then from Montana and other places. But to hear, no matter what faces us each day, you know, there's some pretty good wisdom out there to get through it. His line
it's
was
kind of nice.
How do we get in this mess with this with that kind of wisdom out there? I guess the answer is that not enough folks listen to them. I guess right.
It's kind of nice, Scott, watching that thread that goes through, and the core sensibilities are always there, but the different takes people have on different topics, and you're like, oh wait a minute, I never looked at it that way, and that's the fun part with the show. Is getting the different slant from everybody across from eastern Montana through North Dakota to western Minnesota, down to South Dakota and up into Canada, getting those different views on a lot of the same subjects. It makes you think a little bit. It's a moment of pause.
It does, and it's something that we enjoy very much. So we're going to talk a little about that today on the program. I wanted to share that comment because it's just a good reminder for me what a awesome experience it is, and we take it seriously. We've said many times that it isn't about our opinions. It's really it's a place to have a conversation every day about the issues and the news and the things that are before us. But you know, rather than belly aching about them, and rather than, you know, bullying people about them or anything along those lines, just saying, well, what do we do about it?
You know, you and I can come on the radio. You and I can come on the radio, and you and I are pretty opinionated about certain things. People want to hear what our opinions are? No, it's nice getting that little different tack and listening to other people's opinions, because the one thing I really like about the program is the fact that we have an opportunity to facilitate people's questions. Somebody calls in with a question, we'll get an expert on. That's the great part about the show. You know, we don't know all the answers. I'll never profess to know all the answers. But we can get the people that know the answers on.
And the experts very often are folks that are out there just making an honest living. We can track down. We always say that, you know, the guests have something to offer, but the real experts are the callers. So it's great fun. It is 53 in Fargo at this hour. 56 where that tower rests for KTGO, the flag in the Bakken, the only talk radio in the Bakken, so a bit warmer in the patch today. We'll go around the horn here. East Grand Forks, 52. Fauston, 55. Minot, 59. Just a few of the temps that are out there right now. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Student loans. I just paid mine off. I paid my last student loan off a couple weeks ago. Felt good. Felt really good. Been doing that forever. Making that payment. Now they're talking about, you know, we hear in the news about all the, how you gotta reduce the debt, you gotta save college kids from being in a huge hole by the time they graduate, because it's good for the economy, we gotta get kids educated and get them out into the workplace, but not hamper them with $150,000 or $250,000 or more in some cases of debt. Because they'll never dig out of that hole. And now we're looking at student loan interest rates doubling. This is big business for the government. Federal government is in the business of business when it comes to student loans. Over a half a trillion dollar business, I think the last number I saw was $568 or $586 billion dollars is what the federal government makes. That's profit off of student loans. But yet the interest rates are going to increase. Is it?
Well, it's just
the
all this is another example of you know, the.
Is the federal government in the business of business?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think the federal government, you know, if we could, one of the things, you know, we spent some time the last couple of days talking about this latest version of the Patriot Act, and by the way, some interesting things coming out on that front, because the guy who wrote the bill in the House said, look, this is an abuse of the Patriot Act, so we're going to have to get back to whether it is being used, knowing what we know now. But what I appreciated most, you know, in the conversations we had last week was that there seemed to be an awakening of folks, you know, that were really outraged by this. And, you know, that's good. When folks say, you know what, enough already, that's good. And I think there's so many areas where our federal government is involved that we need to say enough already, that it's ridiculous. And one of them is, quite honestly, this how Congress operates. One of the reasons that interest on student loans will increase to the degree that they will is because they just did a short-term fix because they're playing games with the budget, right? So they said no, they're not going to double. We're going to hold them off, but just for a year. And so what's about to expire is that previous legislation that held them off. So, you know, there is zero certainty out there. We have no idea, you know, if you have a student loan, if you have, you know, a business, you have, you know, healthcare regulations, taxation, because they're idiots, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, they scream about getting the economy back on track. What's the number one detriment to business? Not knowing.
Exactly.
Not having a solid set of guidelines by which, okay, these are the rules, I can work within these. A business will adapt and work under whichever guidelines because the nature of business is to succeed. You don't want a business and fail. People don't set up businesses to fail. When the government doesn't have a system by which it adheres to that lets business flourish, that's the number one detriment to the economy, more so than anything else. Not having a stable footing, knowing what the rules are when it comes to business, that's the detriment to business. Are you going to get investment if you don't know that the parameters of my investment are X because tomorrow they could be Y? Absolutely not. You're not going to sink money into that.
Yeah, I think the uncertainty is that's the number one ailment right now, everything that we can point to, and it's just a product of government. It really is. And now I guess we can add some new intrigue to that as of last week.
What's on your mind today, Scott?
I am having a hard time getting beyond another tough weekend on the highways of North Dakota. A lot of this, looking at a Williston Herald story, 3 killed, 5 injured in a series of rural crashes. And most of it, in my mind, avoidable from just being aware. So we're going to tackle that one.
And, slow down, people.
Yeah, exactly right. What's the answer there? I bet it's in our audience, and we're going to find out with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hennen. What's on your mind? Coming up after the top of the hour with your call.
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hennen. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson is a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients
nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be, but you stay here right beside me, watch as the storm blows through, and I need you.
What's on your mind preview? Common Sense Club coming up a little later on today. I always take a couple of minutes to check out sports. Are you a French Open fan at all?
Well, I love it. You know, I thought seriously about a life in tennis.
I know you did. But do you know what?
I love the French Open.
You don't like the French much, though, do you?
Well, they've never won a war except when they beat themselves.
Yeah. So it has to be a little conflicting for you. Good tennis, but it's the
great
French
tennis.
Open.
Yeah, no, I say that in general terms, but when I meet French people, I really am delighted by them, except for the ones that have their nose high in the air and they look down on Americans as unwashed boobs.
Evidently, they have this little tradition that when they politically are upset about something, they use a high profile sporting event to protest. Did you know that?
Well, yes, they do.
Yeah, and there was a fellow that jumped onto the court with a fiery flare. Here's an Associated Press story. Spurting white smoke, briefly interrupting the French Open final between Rafael Nadal and David Ferrer. Is that how you say David's last name?
Ferrar.
The topless spectator wearing a white mask surged from the crowd near Nadal as the Spanish player was about to serve for the second set, leading 5-1. The man had the words "Kids Right" written on his belly.
He must love children.
The security personnel wrestled the man to the ground, quickly hauled him away. Nadal said, "I felt a little bit scared at the first moment because I didn't see what was going on. I just turned, and there I watched the guy with some fire."
You know where this started?
Where did it start?
Well, they used to have a lot of protesters at the guillotine events. It was a major sporting event there years ago.
Are you serious?
Well, they got really into it. They would knit and sell things and cheer and rue. You know, it was very ghoulish, and they took it seriously, the guillotine thing. It was a major sporting event in France there.
The center court incident, one of several within the space of a few minutes by protesters. Police officials say 12 people had been handed over by tournament security officials for questioning by police. And what I'm not clear about is what this particular issue is about. Do we know more about that?
Well,
I learned some things about this being
kind of a thing over there.
Well, I think unborn children have rights, you know.
Maybe you and I should pick our sporting event.
Mm-hmm.
During the 2003 final, a male streaker wearing nothing but tennis balls and sneakers ran into the center court and hurdled the net.
He wore tennis balls?
I guess so. That's all he was wearing.
Nice outfit.
Yeah. Nothing but tennis balls and sneakers.
Well,
in 2009, the final one
matched. I hope he coordinated it.
Yeah. A man jumped over the photographer's pit and ran on the court, went up to the Swiss player and tried to put a red hat on him.
Of course. That'll work every time.
Yeah. So anyway.
What indignity.
Yeah. The one banner that tells us a little more about this particular protest says they held a banner that read in French, "Help Francis trampling on children's rights."
Or just trampling on them.
Another man and a woman held up a similar banner in English and shouted slogans. So. I thought you'd want to know. That's my contribution to the sports segment today.
Well, there's a kind of an interesting North Dakota angle to a couple of pretty cool stories. I actually saw Virgil Hill. He used to live in Grand Forks, a tremendous athlete. He gained national titles in several different weight divisions, so Virgil Hill is going into the Hall of Fame. Virgil Hill. Pretty cool. And then Bison pitcher Stretka got drafted by the Texas Rangers. Pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Now, are you avoiding the Twins or am I avoiding the Twins?
A little of each.
A little of each.
They had an embarrassing time in the nation's capital. They lost the first game with a paltry two hits. They lost 7-0, and they lost the nightcap as well.
Not good.
No, not good. But they're not in last place.
Now, the 7-0 game, to play you for a moment, they were down 7-0.
Mm-hmm. And they stayed there.
No, they lost 7-5, didn't they?
No, I was wrong.
Oh, okay.
They lost,
okay. So they lost 7-0.
Yep.
7-0.
And
the first game that I watched was 7-0.
Yeah. And then they lost 5-4. But the day before, they won in 11 innings. So they at least didn't get swept by the Nationals, and they broke their silly two-game losing streak. Now they have another one. They have another opportunity to redeem themselves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
But we have, like I predicted, Blackhawks are going to be contending for the Stanley Cup. They were just too stout. I knew they'd get there. But Boston has, they're waiting for them. Wednesday, the Stanley Cup starts. It's pretty exciting. Red Hawks, they're back in first place. Fargo Moorhead Red Hawks swept Winnipeg to jump back on top of the division in the American Association. Ain't that cool?
When the Twins are struggling, I think it's good to have the Red Hawks kind of, you know.
And, you know, I don't have to spend $100 of gas going forth and back to go see the Red Hawks.
Nor do you have to, spend $100 on a hot dog.
No, and you can sit really close. These minor league teams are so much fun to watch.
So it's good, affordable family fun is my point.
Affordable family fun.
Exactly right.
Fargo Red Hawks.
There you go.
Mm.
All right.
On top again.
So tell me what happened.
Well, they had a great pitching performance. They won 7-2 over Winnipeg to sweep them. They're in a tie for division lead. Some of the great... let's see. I'm kind of scanning along here like a ninny. I didn't do my homework as well as I should have. We know we have good teams. Red Hawks first baseman Keith Bratschold. He was 2-for-4 with an RBI. We knew it when we were in our early season slide when they lost 8-of-10. See, you got to believe something possible before you can make it happen. If you think, oh, we haven't got a chance, the season's over. They got 100 games. They just decimated the first 10, only went in two of them. But they're right back. They never give up. They're plucky. They've got a wonderful team. Like them.
Marvelous.
Then, the last thing to say is LeBron James brought his royal crown to tie up the NBA championship. They outscored the Spurs 33-6 in the final canto. And so now it's 1-1 in the best of seven series for the big, round, shiny, golden basketball championship.
Kind of cool.
Kind of cool.
So that's it for sports.
That's it.
I did promise that I'd get back to the Ed Schaefer movie, the Harold Schaefer movie, rather.
Yeah, that's cool.
I wanted to actually do Ed Schaefer's reaction to the Harold Schaefer movie, but I wanted to do. Our Dale Wetzel was there covering it, and former Governor Ed Schaefer says he's happy about this new documentary film about his father, Harold. Mr. Bubble, the Harold Schaefer story, premiered last night at Medora's Old Town Theater. 250 people showed up to watch the free showing. It was written, directed by historian, author, and filmmaker Clay Jenkinson. And Ed Schaefer says the film was well received.
There wasn't a noise, a rustle. Nobody moved or went anywhere.
That's
or chatted.
What he
anything.
Said.
There wasn't a noise, a rustle. Nobody moved or went anywhere or chatted anything. There was no sound, totally riveted on the screen for an hour.
Think about that, and that's neat. That's a sign of a great movie.
That's a sign of a proud son.
Yeah, it is, for sure. Harold Schaefer founded the Gold Seal Consumer Products Company. They sold Mr. Bubble, Bubble Bath, Glass Wax, Glass Cleaner, Snowy Bleach, and other
household products.
Those are just the iconic brands. And he gave away millions and millions in philanthropic ventures, poured money into the development of Medora as a tourist attraction.
It's impossible to tell his story in an hour, but, you know, with the videos that were selected, the old-time video footage, the old-time audio tapes that were discovered and things, you know, putting together his early business life, how it affected his family, how it affected the business, and eventually morphed into Medora, is really fascinating to see, and I think it really gave a good picture of what Harold Schaefer was all about. The best response I had was visiting with someone afterward who is a friend of Medora's and has been involved in the foundation pretty strongly for a long time. Said, you know, I knew your dad a little bit. I'd met him a couple of times, but I've always had this kind of yearning to know him. And I watched that film, and I got to know Harold Schaefer. You know, that's what that film was all about.
That is so cool. Ed Schaefer, of course, was the president of Gold Seal Company, took over his dad's company. A lot of folks don't know this, but he grew the company. So here this icon, Harold Schaefer, had the company, and Ed Schaefer took it. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, of course you made it. You were handed the keys to a business that was successful, right? He was, but he made it more successful, and they sold it for a lot of money. Ed was the president of Gold Seal before the company was sold in the mid-'80s. He says he had two different relationships with his father, one personal and one business.
Because we had a working relationship, you learn to kind of separate those two presents and or two presences of the individual. So, you know, he's Harold Schaefer in my mind in a business sense, or in this case, you know, when we talk to him about Medora or whatever the business case may be. But, you know, he's still my dad in our personal relationship.
Ed Schaefer, North Dakota's governor from 1992 until 2000, and also U.S. Ag Secretary under former President George W. Bush. Kind of neat. Thought you'd like that. We'll tell you more about XL Energy and a plan to build two 215-megawatt electric power turbines near Hankinson, about 65 miles south of Fargo, and what that could mean. Coming up here in just a little bit. And also, we're going to tell you about the weather. You want to know about the weather, Mark?
I do. I want to know whether or not I get to play tennis this week.
You want to know whether or not the fog is going to go away?
I do indeed.
Yeah, it is. We're about another hour of that. And then the sun will burn it off.
I'm going to go for a small walk.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
You're a walker, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah.
You know what Thomas Jefferson said? He never met a long-lived person that wasn't also a long walker.
Connect the dots.
That's right.
Right?
My grandfather was a walker. He lived to be 99. And he smoked a pipe.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And he would, when you say a walker, what does that mean?
Well, he walked.
Daily walk, a routine? Or?
Yeah, he walked a lot. He didn't mind getting there on foot.
That's something. In this day and age, it's all about go, 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 go. Sometimes we don't realize. Just slow down a bit. We'll talk a little bit about that in our recap of the tragedies of the weekend on the highways coming up, too. Stay tuned. More of What's on Your Mind right around the corner.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit SelectEnergyServices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, you can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in their refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is a blue shoots up to the stony ground. There's no road, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found
the back. What's on your mind? Let me tell you about the weather here. First and foremost, I will say this. In general, it's better than last year, which wouldn't be hard because it's been rainy and cloudy and, you know, fits and starts of what is supposed to be summer. And as I look at the forecast, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, in general, we're talking about at least through the next couple of days, some sunshine and temperatures even near 80 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny 78. Wednesday, sunny near 79. Today will be near 77 and some sunshine, but there are still some thunderstorms in the forecast today, also tonight. So, but by and large, that's pretty nice. We'll take that, right? Up in the oil patch, not as warm, unfortunately. As I look ahead, tomorrow 71, Wednesday 75, today 72, and more showers. There's going to be sun. For instance, today isolated showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 72. Rest of the day looks pretty good with sunny and 72. Partly cloudy tonight, low about 49. So maybe not quite as warm as we look. Now, again, though, tomorrow, the showers roll back in. Partly sunny near 71. 30% chance tomorrow night. Wednesday, partly sunny, high near 75. So there's that shining star in the weather. Right now, temperature 55 degrees in Fargo as we make our way to that 79 today. 57 in Tioga, heading for 70. What did I say? 70-some-odd degrees. Not bad. All right, the other story I want to tell you about has to do with Xcel Energy. This is an example of how East helps West here and how these dots connect. Xcel Energy says a ready supply of North Dakota natural gas makes it attractive for the utility to build two power plants in southeastern South Dakota. Xcel's Dave Cedarquist says the plan could also improve the utility's electric service reliability in the Red River Valley.
It does offer some benefits locally, just because of its location, being close to the load center here in Fargo and Grand Forks, the Red River Valley. So, you know, conceivably, offers more reliability to the area if there were transmission lines that were taken down or whatever, for whatever reason, a storm or ice storm, that would be yet another resource option.
North Dakota regulators are currently reviewing the proposal from Xcel. They want to build 215-megawatt electric power turbines. That'd be near Hankinson, North Dakota, about 65 miles south of Fargo. The turbines would be the first electric power plants Xcel has built in North Dakota. The Minneapolis utility has about 90,000 electric customers in Fargo, West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot. Cedarquist says the Alliance Natural Gas Pipeline would be near the construction site, and there's enough electric transmission capacity to put the extra power on the line.
There's a confluence of a major natural gas pipeline there, the Alliance Pipeline, which would be very close to the site. There's also adequate transmission. There would be some upgrades that would be needed, but generally speaking, there's good transmission infrastructure in the area.
Cedarquist says the North Dakota power plants are one option for Xcel to meet its rising demand for electric power. He says other power supply proposals from outside companies will be considered as well.
This is out in the future a little ways, so we're constantly monitoring load. We may decide to go with one turbine or whatever. We'll just have to kind of play that. So it's a very, very flexible proposal. There are proposals from other developers in addition to NSP, and so there's a competitive selection process to decide which proposals are the most cost-effective. And so, no, nothing's been decided in terms of how the need in that time frame is going to be addressed.
This is, again, East meets West, and a very good thing. You know, you have companies building plants, One Oak. They're groundbreaking not long ago, and I think they have either four or five plants now in the works. So they capture the natural gas, goes into a pipeline, and goes into places like power plants in eastern North Dakota to generate electricity. Combine that with refineries, a couple diesel refineries because of all the diesel being used. It's a very good thing. Very good little piece of news there that I wanted to share because, for one, Xcel Energy has been a taker more than a maker. And when I say that, they take our dollars. And they generate a lot of, they get a lot of electricity from North Dakota that goes in, but they aren't building things. They aren't returning some of those bucks they're getting from North Dakota customers into bricks and mortar in North Dakota until now. And I know Kevin Cramer, back when he was on the PSC, used to be after him for that. Say, build something here. And now they are. So anyway, that's a nice story. Dale Wetzel, Great Plains News, and some more detail on that particular plan today with that particular story. Thank you, Dale. Appreciate that. All right. When we crank up what's on your mind, Steve's going to talk about student loan rights being on his mind. I'm going to talk about a tough weekend of crashes and also a story from the Dickinson Press. A fellow went on a trip around town and try and get some solutions from our audience. No, we're gonna turn the audience into the experts today. That'd be you, folks. So get ready to put your thinking cap on and come up with some solutions to this this problem. On What's on Your Mind, straight ahead. Don't touch that dial.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
When Nested Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes-at-the-bet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nested of Nested Consulting Services. Kathy, talk about what's happening all around us.
Crazy. I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would be at quite this level of success and activity in Western North Dakota. It's just absolutely thrilling. I'm glad to be part of it. I think it's just terrific what's going on. Sure, there's obviously, you know, repercussions. There are things and issues to deal with. But generally speaking, I think this is just a huge success and boom for North Dakota, Montana.
Nested Consulting Service in the heart of the Bakken from the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nestedconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.